Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and we gave you Voices of Heaven, Sent Me Lord. This is how we say hello to you on the last hour of the show, and you are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, when I say goodbye, Dlamini Yuan else will be saying hello to you. And after him, it's Luko Mgwedi Phuthi. And I just have to apologize to Lee M. Lee, I see your message, but your message came through late on my side, this side. So I'm very sorry, but I will make sure that we keep that message for our next time with our pastors when they come back to talk about the common challenges in marriages. And right now I am with advocate and pastor Rufus Malachi, and today we are talking about marriage preparation. Muruti, likai papa.
Eh, Sibongile. We thank God for him.
And the rain.
And the rain. Everything, it's all creation, it's happy. Yes.
I remember we took time as Radio Pulpit and family members of Radio Pulpit to pray for rain. And so seeing it happening, and what I loved is that when they started talking about thunderstorms and whatnot, I remember my mom and her women that they are praying together. They decided we are praying against bad rain.
And
so we enjoy it.
It's been so soaking, raining in such a beautiful manner that you'll just sleep and enjoy your sleep.
You know.
Wake up in the morning, you don't have any thunder,
you know,
anything
it's
of
so
the sort.
Peaceful, so may it go like that throughout.
These are things we must be really thankful for. Sometimes we take these things for granted. But this is a blessing.
Somebody said, and I think it's Pastor Colin Mushupi, who says, when you pray for rain, be ready for the mud.
Yes,
so,
of course.
When you pray for a marriage, be ready for it.
Yes, whatever comes with it.
Whatever comes with marriage.
Yes, exactly.
And so today we're talking about marriage preparation.
Yes.
And you said earlier on when we were talking, a lot of people prepare for the wedding and not the marriage.
Yes.
But we think that when we are preparing for the wedding and the lily and the flowers and the white dress, we think in the back of our minds, we are ready for marriage.
You know, the reason why we are experiencing so much heartache around marriage, the reason why there's so many problems, the reason why there are so many divorces, so much of GBV and all sorts of things, I think we forget that before one gets married, we need to understand what is marriage, why do we get married in the first place. We must even ask ourselves the question, is there anything wrong if somebody decides not to get married? When you get married, do we just get in there? Is it something that, you know, anyone can do it or anyone should do it? Is it a cultural thing? Is marriage spiritual? Is there anyone who sat down to say that there be marriage? If there is, do we ever consult with him? Was it necessary to do that or not?
Or is it your own thing?
Or is it your own thing? You do it your own way. Does it have rules?
Yo.
Or is it anybody the way they feel they should do it, and therefore will it always work? Or is it something that has got principles that must be obeyed or what? So I think that's very important. We need to talk about that. And once we've decided that we want to get married, what do we do? Do we just go there and say, we are getting married today? Or do we get any help? You know? Or do we just say, okay, we're getting married on Saturday, Is there any word that you have for me? Is there anything that you want to say to me? Oh, we our daughter is getting married on Saturday. Mm. Rakhadi, your aunt, can you come and talk to your niece?
Mm.
Or do we even have to talk to anybody? Or if so,
yeah,
who needs to be spoken to?
Mm.
Is that the lady? Is that a girl or the boy or both? Or is one of them born ready for marriage? The other one is the one who needs help?
Mm.
Or what? We need to talk about these things.
Mm.
We need to talk about these things.
So they should answer that question first. Why do we get married?
Definitely.
What is marriage?
Yes.
And
why?
What does it entail?
Yes.
All of it.
No, there are many
yeah.
things that motivate people to get married.
Mm.
And we need to talk about those things.
Mm.
And you need to find out, are you getting married for the right reasons?
Mm.
Hmm?
Mm.
Or are your reasons for getting married the very things that are going to get you into trouble in marriage?
Mm.
You know? So it is very important for us to talk about this. So I want us to talk. We'll take it, depending on what time we have,
mm-hmm.
how much time we have,
yes,
where,
yes.
If we talk and in one session and we finish, that's fine. If not, we'll keep on carrying on until we have addressed this.
Yes.
Because to me, this mm-hmm. is a societal issue that needs not to be, spoken
taken
about just
granted.
Lightly. We can't take this lightly.
Yeah.
Because it is a make or do of our society, of the generations to
mm-hmm.
come,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of things are happening because
mm-hmm.
of the thing called marriage. People are now even afraid of this monster because it had been made to look like it's a monster when it's something that is good.
I grew up hearing these words, and now I'm seeing them more happening or practical.
Yes.
With these words, most of those who are in marriage want to go out,
mm-hmm.
like the flies
yes.
that are in a pot of
mm-hmm.
milk.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are outside want to go in.
Yes. No, it's true. It's said that it's like a bush, people wants to, they're running away from something in that bush.
Mm-hmm.
Others are getting in to go and see what are these people running away from
mm.
and all that. It's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be like that.
Mm.
Yes.
So where do we begin
when we begin
preparing? So now we've asked ourselves these questions, or do we take these questions one by one today?
Yes,
okay.
We have to do that,
okay.
definitely,
mm-hmm.
because it will tell us whether in the first place we must talk about marriage for some people.
mm.
Because firstly, it's like marriage is a social thing. People get married for various reasons. It could be one, cultural expectation.
Yeah.
Yes, you are a boy, you are of marriageable age, you are a girl, you are of marriageable age, therefore
mm.
you must get married.
Mm.
And if you are not getting married, everybody's asking, What's wrong with
yeah.
you? When are you getting married? what's wrong with Spanbani? When
yeah.
is she getting married and all that?
Mm.
Is that the only reason that must push somebody into marriage? No.
Mm.
Parents, should one get married because parents are now worried their peers are asking them what's wrong with their daughter, she's
yeah.
not getting married, and all that? No, peer pressure. No,
mm.
some is economic pressure.
Okay.
Some people is economic pressure. They just feel, look, I am from a poor background. Here is somebody wants to marry me.
So it's a transaction.
It's some sort of a transaction, a protection and of some sort. I'm saying this because there are people who are getting married to people they were not supposed to be getting married to in the first place. They're getting married to somebody just because he's driving a good car and you think he's going to give you a good life because at home you didn't even know what a car looked like. And now somebody's getting married to you, wants to get married to you. You know his character is not something to write home about.
Mm.
But because he seems to be having money, then you want to get married to that person.
Hmm.
And that it's a problem that we are having. Somebody, do you get married to somebody just because you feel pity for him?
Hmm.
No, it's one girl was asked by a friend, so and so wanted to get to marry you and you refused. What happened? And then the friend says, yeah, you know, now I'm really considering his proposal. Why? No, I really feel pity for him. He has just lost his parents.
Hi.
I'm telling you.
Okay, I don't want to laugh.
I'm telling you, just like that.
So you marry because you pity someone?
You pity someone. Yes. You pity someone.
Uh-huh.
And you feel that you are playing God or what? So a few years down the line, he will have mourned his loss.
Mm.
He will be fine. He will be back to himself. And now he'll begin to behave the way he'll behave when he is not mourning. And what's going to happen to you
there's
when you begin to realize
pay.
That you have to pay a price for your pity? And all that. So there are people who get married and you ask them, what is the main reason why you chose this person?
Uh-huh.
And they'll simply say, oh, that one is a powerful preacher. Really?
He won't preach in the house.
He will preach in a way that you will not like it. Because he will preach even at 3 a.m. And at that time, you'll be wanting your peace to sleep.
I want a prayer warrior.
Yes, I want a prayer warrior and all that. And the only prayer is when he is still single. The moment he gets married, he doesn't feel the need to pray for.
And I remember someone saying, was sharing on the pulpit, and he says, there's one woman who got married because he wanted somebody who could pray, and a preacher for that matter.
Yes.
And now when they were together, she was getting annoyed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the friends and family and says, you know, I thought he was a praying man.
Yeah.
Even when he talks to her, when she talks to her, him,
yes.
She's like, but I thought you were a praying man. And then he's like, but I can't be praying 24/7.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. There's a time for everything.
Yes.
I remember a lady who said she ultimately has to cut the courtship with this guy who was one of the brothers from the church. And all the pastors were commending him and said, no, he was a mm-hmm. good guy. You must mm-hmm. get married to him and all that. But now she realized later that, no, this guy, whenever she visited him, he would be playing a different kind of music altogether.
Okay.
And it was during the time when there were cassettes.
Yeah.
You know, a cassette.
Put it in there.
No, not a cassette. What do you mean?
A CD?
Not CD. Before CDs.
Yes, those old ones. The vials.
Yes,
vinyls.
The ones you could actually...
Record,
and you could only record something over that.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to delete the music, which was in there, you could easily just record another music on top of that, and she would give him a cassette.
Yeah.
And then after that, you'll find that he has the rocket recorded over those cassettes, his own kind of music, which was not even gospel music, and started asking, what's happening? And then he said, and she was a preacher. And then the guy would say, by the way, when we get married, remember that there won't be any preaching anymore. And then he said, and they will never pray together. And he said, no, but you pray a lot. You will pray for me.
Mm.
You are the one who's going to do the prayer. You pray for me so I don't have to pray. Things like that. And you find that people do not understand that when you, marriage is a choice, by the way. You decide to choose who to marry. Nobody must tell you who to marry, as we already said the other day.
Mm.
So these things are being ignored sometimes, and they tend to be a problem as time goes on.
Mm.
So, and there are people who want to marry the right person.
Mm.
But they never work on themselves to be the right person.
Are they the right person?
Are you the right person in the first place?
Okay.
Because you must be ready for that.
Uh-huh.
So you can't marry for pity, and you can't marry for security.
Mm.
As we've already said, that somebody wants financial security. And you can't just marry for feelings, to say, I've got strong feelings.
I feel butterflies.
Butterflies when this person is around me. It doesn't work that way. Those are fleeting. Those things will be gone. In no time, you'll come to reality and realize that there are no feelings.
Mm-hmm.
For popularity, you don't marry somebody because they are popular.
So like a trophy girl?
Exactly.
A trophy husband?
Exactly. Because this person is said to be an executive of such and such a company, and therefore every girl should be dying for him and stuff like that. And you feel that that's the case. Status. This thing of always saying, when they ask you, what is your husband doing?
Mm.
You know, somebody once asked, what do you mean what my husband is doing?
Mm.
I don't know where he is right now. And when we say, what
is he doing?
We mean, what is it? What is he, a businessman? Which profession is he in? And all that. Those things are not necessarily important when it comes to who you are supposed to marry. You marry somebody because you love them and you have assess them character-wise, and you are compatible, and you have prayed about it as a child of God, and you have got the peace in your mind, and you marry the person. As to what they are doing, they may be doing the most menial job, but being a husband material of note. You may be having somebody whose elbow everybody will be proud to say, when they say, ask you, what's your husband doing? And then you'll be feeling proud to say he's doing this and that and that. But you find that you are miserable in your marriage. So it's not a question of a title. My husband is apostle so and so, or it's my husband is
a CEO
of some company or anything of the sort. No, those things are important to a certain extent, but not all. About power and influence, where you find that people get married because somebody is in a powerful position. They even say, that one, even the police are afraid of him. If somebody's being... if he's being feared by the police, I think you must also begin to fear a bit. Because
fear that person.
You must fear that person. Instead of saying you feel that he's a powerful person and therefore you want to get married to him. Or he's connected. He's connected and that you want the connections. You want to be in that circle.
Sure, Bob. Many Colleen says, my husband that hates that question. My husband hates that question. So what are you doing?
What are you doing? What do you mean? What do you mean? What am I doing?
I also want to acknowledge Mongezi. Hi, how are you? I also missed your comment earlier on. It came in a little bit late. We are so sorry for that as well. There's also this part that I heard and I was like, huh? Where a person says a person gets married for the status changing, so that they know I'm married. Not that you are even you love that person.
No,
because now when certain things need to be done, the marriage work needs to be worked. You can't even continue. Maybe you sacrificed at the beginning, but now you're like, because the true fact was that you got married to get the status.
Yes.
That says Mrs. or husband, wife or husband.
Yeah. Or even certain names. There are certain, surnames that are known, well known.
Okay.
I want to be Miss So and So.
Yeah.
You know, when people say So and So and they mention that surname,
Yeah.
Everybody raises their eyebrows, and I want to feel good like that. Mm-mm. Things like that.
Mm.
You can't do that, because you can be that temporarily. You become miserable, and the next thing you don't even want to associate yourself with that surname anymore. You know.
Ish.
So fame doesn't really have a part in marriage, if you understand what marriage is, because fame is fleeting. Sometimes somebody who's famous, all of a sudden, is in such a big scandal, and you feel like you must immediately take that name out of your ID.
Sure.
People must no longer know you by that name.
All right. Papa, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. Yeah, we are learning every day.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Those were sounds coming there from King D Music, and he's being featured there by Tondi Rams. Tondi Rams, it's Rotondwa Rambani. So we know him as Tondi Rams. And yeah, such a beautiful one. The title of the song is Thank You. Thank you. And you are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we will be saying goodbye to you. Dramini Johan else will be taking you through with something else. And afterwards, you have Spectrum with Lukom Kwedi Puti up until 6 o'clock, when Obert Dwayne comes through with Radio Pulpit Sports. But right now, I'm not alone. I am with Advocate and Pastor Rufus Malachi, and we are talking about how I hope that you're getting help as we go, talking about marriage preparation. And he put some questions there at the beginning, and we are taking them one by one, answering these. I thought that we were going to go straight into counseling first, but now you are like, even before,
because people don't understand. We meet a lot of things in counseling.
Yeah.
Because you begin to ask yourself, these people, are they really here for counseling so that they can get married? And we realize that they've got no business talking about marriage, but these two.
Yeah.
Because
they're total strangers.
They're total.
Hi-bo.
I'm telling you, the only thing that brings them together is that they want to get married, and you ask yourself, okay, you realize they are already, you know, they are so attracted to each other.
Mm.
They want to get married as quickly as possible so that they may legally be intimate with each other. They want to, you know, they don't want to have sex outside marriage. But when you look at a lot of things, you realize that these people, they will never have a solid marriage.
Sure.
They are different. They are so not compatible in so many things.
Mm.
You find even their faith. They don't really believe in the same thing.
Mm.
You find that this person says he's a Christian, the other one does not even talk that language of Christianity.
Hmm. Okay, then how did we even meet?
You meet physically, you are human beings in the flesh. So you just like each other.
Somebody said,
yes.
If you want happiness, don't get married.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was watching it actually yesterday. Was it yesterday or Saturday?
Yes.
She says, if you want happiness, don't get married.
Mm-hmm.
Because happiness in marriage is not for you, but it's for the children.
Mm.
So don't even think about marriage if you want happiness. And if you want love, don't get married. Because marriage is not for love.
But today I'm here to counter that strongly, so
to say, hey, the things we meet out there,
there are things that are not for marriage, for marriage.
Mm.
There are miserable marriages,
mm.
but there are also beautiful marriages.
Mm.
The difference is in what we'll be talking about, even in the next weeks or so.
Mm, mm.
But the first thing is that one that says, do you even know what marriage is? Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know why you are getting married?
Yeah,
do you know who created marriage?
Yeah.
Do you even involve him in your decision making?
Mm.
Who you want to get married to?
So.
And all those things.
So I'm still stuck, right?
Yes.
I'm going back to what you just earlier.
Yes.
Spoke about the couple that is married, but. You look at them and you're like, but what are these two trying to do?
They say they want to get married. And you find that, number one, they can't even pray together.
Mm.
The other one doesn't even know what prayer is. This one says, I'm a Christian.
Mm.
You want to have a beautiful Christian marriage.
Mm.
But the other one, you are not on the same
page. Yeah.
It's foreign to the other one. The other one comes and they have having issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that this one is so deeply rooted in culture more than in scripture.
Mm.
My mother says this.
Mm.
I can never disappoint my mother. Therefore, if someone doesn't like what my mother says we must do, then they must see what to do. These are the things that can be avoided through proper preparation.
Mm.
When we talk of, okay.
All right, okay. Let me take a family member on the line. Okay. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm sorry.
Wait, Babunkos. Ngisasta kiles.
Yeah, mfundisi kunjani?
Siyaphila babamkhosi.
Jesu inkosi uyabusa mfundisi.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hey, sisi sibongile, ukhuluma enye into enzima kakhulu ukuthi umshado u-enjoywa abantwana.
Mm.
Inkinga ukuthi isivathu salabo salowo mshado bokuyini.
Okay.
This is what is all umshado bokuwabantwana.
Oh.
Yebo boku ukuthi ngifuna abantwana mina. Ngingafuna unkosikazi.
I didn't want a husband nor a wife. I just wanted the kids. Yo.
Ngimshadele ukuthi azongipha abantwana. That's all. Uma sokunabantwana akasabalekile.
Ishayile.
Yabona uma ngithenga i-taxi.
Yeah.
Angithengele ubuhle bayo, ngithengela ukuthi ilayishe abantu.
Yeah.
Uma engabatholi abantu then useless.
Eish.
Kungako le mishado eminingi iyaphuka ngoba unkosikazi kuthiwa akatholi abantwana.
Ah, mara.
ngobe labo bantu bashadele abantwana akashadanga
lokho kwabo. Thank you, Lawrence. Sure.
Yebo, ngiyabonga sisi.
Thank you, Babunkosi.
Amen.
Yeah, Babunkosi says that he understands where it's coming from, what I mentioned. And I said, somebody said, you don't marry for happiness nor love. Mm. If you want love or happiness, then that is for the children. It's not for you in marriage. And he says, it's because the reasons behind such a marriage lies on the having children. So it means once you have given that spouse a child, then you're done. You know, they don't care about you anymore. You have given them what they wanted, and that's that.
And unfortunately, people don't understand that if parents are not living well together in a marriage, it affects the children.
Then the children can't be happy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that, I remember one lady, because, you know, sometimes people get to be disciplined by their behavior without knowing. I remember a man who decided to divorce. And first of all, has been violent towards the wife. She was not having children. Ultimately, he divorced her. And then after the divorce, she met somebody else. She had children until she had 6 children. And he married somebody else.
Still
they never had children.
Sure.
So children are not necessarily...
They are not even supposed to be the reason why they're
supposed to be the reason, you know? And even then, whether people have children or they don't have children, if their marriage is solid, it will continue to be solid. Because that children are just a blessing. They are just an additional blessing for marriage. If people married because they love to be together for life, they will be like that. So... As I was saying, Sibongile, is that people must understand that private preparation precede public success.
Right.
People must prepare themselves while they are still young. They must understand that now they want to get married. And even then, they must learn more about marriage. And where do you learn about marriage? You don't learn that from your peers. You don't learn from your culture or from... You don't learn that from Facebook. You don't learn that from, the internet or so. You must get it from the right sources. God created marriage. And it is the source, the first source that people must go to.
Yeah.
Understand why did he say it is not good for a man to stay alone and all that, the marriage and all that. And they must understand why Paul said, it's okay for anyone who wants to remain single. There's nothing wrong. You know, another problem we have is that one of thinking that
everybody should be married.
There's something wrong with
if somebody's not
married. Yeah. No, there's nothing. Paul says there's nothing wrong. But if you feel that you'll end up getting into trouble because your body tells you that you must get married, so
then
get married. But there's nothing wrong if you decided that you are okay. You don't want to get married.
Okay, we're going to park it here this week.
Yes.
We're going to leave it here today, and then we will proceed, as you said, Papa, that we will continue in the coming weeks.
Perfect.
As well. Mom Nicoline saying, yes, there are beautiful marriages out there. You know, I see she's smiling with love. She's like, oh, they're beautiful. Yeah. So better believe there are, and the foundations are very important, as you said.
Yes. Yes.
They are not just beautiful, but the foundations were right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Your closing statements for today, Pa?
My closing statement is that, people, marriage is good. Marriage, it's not something that you must get in and out at any time. Marriage is not something you must make your principles about. It has got principles, and those principles are coming from the creator of marriage. We are going to learn more about that. We must prepare to get married. We must not prepare just for a wedding, marriage for a lifetime. Wedding, it's a one-day event.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. Marriage is a lifetime.
Yes.
Not one day.
No.
A lifetime.
Lifetime.
And after, then what?
Yes. That's it.
Then what?
That's...
Thank you so much, Muruti. We are unable to pray today because of our time.
Yes.
But we will pray for our marriages in the coming weeks. Thank you. Remember he's available during office hours from 9 o'clock?
10.
From 10 o'clock, I need to fix this. From 10 o'clock, he's available. And you can find him on his WhatsApp line.
Only until 4.
Okay. Between, let me just write it here so that I never forget. Between 10 a.m. and until 16 a.m. 16 p.m. Right?
Yes. 16 p.m.
Yeah. So that's how available Muruti Rufus is on 071-264-3860. 071-264-3860. December is just around the corner. Yes. You still have a chance to say, hey, let's wait, I'm not ready.
Yes.
Let's
Better be ready.
Better be ready.
Don't rush into these things.
We are signing out with the sounds of Men on Track. Jehovah, we praise you as we say hello to Germany. You and else on something else. And you and I are meeting tomorrow. Same time, same place. We also have Pastor Lunga, who will be talking about renewing of the mind. So, yeah, do join us tomorrow. But do remember, you still have a time to say, okay, I'm not yet ready to settle down.
Nothing
there are certain
that.
Things to fix.
Nothing wrong
and
with that.
And do remember, you're preparing for a lifetime and not for one day. Bye-bye. And we say hello to Germany. Johan Else.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.